Chapter 20. The transport buckles and bounces along the cloud tops of Akiva. The sun forms a hot line over the swirling curls of white, looking like melting steel. Down below, the barely seen city of Mira, hidden behind the clouds. And when sight of it emerges, it remains garbed in a gauzy pink haze. Sergeant Major John Borrell of New Republic Special Forces, Spec Forces, looks to the five men and women standing to the right of him at the open door. On their torsos sit carbon lace armor, the shoulders marked with the sigil of the New Republic. The Alliance starboard, now inside a sunburst, the symbol of a changed day, a new dawn, the Phoenix truly reborn. The soldiers standing here with him, Corporals Kaysen, Strom, Gahiabi, Polchnik, and Durs. He knows which is which, even though their faces are concealed behind the orbital drop masks. He gives the nod. Drop! One by one, they unclip and leap into the clouds, slug throwers on their backs, arms stretched out as if trying to reach for the sun. His turn. Borrell hates jumping. Give him anything else, anything. Creeping through some Naboo swamp, freezing his tail off in some ice-walled snow base. One time, they had to fly a gunship through an electrical superstorm over Geonosis to root out some Imperials that had gotten it in their heads to start up the old Geonosian droid factories again. The storm was all lightning and heavy winds and hail peppering the side of the craft so hard it left little dents in the metal. He was pretty sure they were dead before they even landed. And that was still better than jumping out of a ship. Especially a suborbital drop. Well, it is what it is. Borrell jumps after Durs, the last in the line. It feels like it always does. His gut sucking out through his hind end. His heart left somewhere behind in the sky above him. The panic, the terror, and then the air rocks. A concussive wave hits him. His body spins like a spun top, and above him, he sees it. The side of the transport blown open. Black smoke bellowing as flames flash and sparks shower. The ship lists and starts to tilt as it goes down. He tries to calm, but it's no good. He knows that. There's a calm blackout. Nothing he says is going to go anywhere. Best he can do now is drop and try not to die. But that's a far trickier task than he expected. Because below him, he sees Corporal Kaysen and the front of the line disappear in a flash. Something comes up from the ground. The blinding streak from a turbo laser. One minute there's Kaysen, and the next, he's just a red spray and a torn up tatter of carbon lace armor spiraling through the clouds.
We're dead, Borrell thinks.
Another blast, and Strom is next. A flash, and he's gone. Borrell dives down through the space where Strom was just 2 seconds before. Borrell signals the others, "We're pigeons to hunt up here. We need to be falcons. Engage parawings." It's too soon. They're too high up. The winds up here could kill them. But what choice do they have? Below him, the other three snap out their arms and legs, and their wingsuits engage. It's too late for Gahiabi. The moment the Kupoan's parawings extend from wrist to ankle, he's gone. Another searing blast from the surface of the planet, and he's just ragged wing strips caught on the wind.